Interpreting confidence intervals. Inferential statistics makes assumptions about a population based on a small sample size. The intent is to show an association between cause and effect. Example, development of pneumonia and being on a ventilator. Calculations can show the strength of the association between the cause and the effect, but cause can never be statistically proven. There are only methods to validate the strength of the association. Inferential statistics relies on probability, the laws of chance, a sample mean. X bar is an estimate of the population mean. It is a point estimate that may include some error. To compensate for this margin of error, a calculation is performed to identify a range of possible values the population mean might take. This range is known as the confidence interval, CI. To calculate a CI, the data must have a normal distribution. The researcher determines what level of confidence to select. The most common confidence levels are 90%, 95%, and 99%. A 95% confidence interval can be interpreted as a range of values above and below the point estimate within which the true value in the population is likely to lie with 95% confidence. The other 5% is the possibility that the true value is not within the confidence interval. As sample size increases, the confidence interval becomes more precise. For example, if a report says that a 95% CI equals 177 pounds plus minus 5.5 pounds for a study monitoring obesity in a given population, we can be 95% confident that the population mean, or average weight, falls between 171.5 and 182.5 pounds.